DJ X.
Well, good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. We do have a fog alert already from Wave 3 News Storm Tracking Team's Brian Good. So just FYI. Good morning, Kelly.
Morning.
How are you?
Okay.
Start the show with a tweet from a listener who says, so Ben and Kelly Show was a topic of conversation on the first date I was on this evening.
That's a first, I think.
He's an obvious keeper. Yeah, you know, that's a pretty special relationship when the show is a topic of a first date.
Yeah, I mean, right out the gate, I feel like, are we one of those topics that you have to be cautious with early in the relationship until you know where they stand? I don't know.
It's like religion, politics,
Ben and Kelly Show. It worked out well, though.
I don't know.
I'm excited.
I mean, you know, maybe, I hope that's the start of something great for that that couple.
Do we use that in the advertising campaign? Ben and Kelly, the foundation for a strong relationship. I don't know. It's better than Ben and Kelly.
Better than a
better
cat,
than
puke
cat puke alarm.
Better than a cat puke alarm, yeah.
I don't know. I'm tossing out ideas.
No, I get it. I get it. That's pretty good. So, yeah, that's pretty special.
That's fun.
Today, big day on the show. You know, for several weeks, we were getting you in on a trip to Ibiza, Spain. 5 days in Ibiza, Spain. David Guetta is the DJ. He has a residency there through August, and we just want to send you there and
So what
party.
You're telling me is we have to get a winner?
Yeah, I mean, we can't just run a contest without getting a winner, right?
Huh. See, I like to just move on because I'm salty. I can never win.
Right, exactly. No, that is not the case. So 8 o'clock this morning, we will call the winner and give out a trip to Ibiza, Spain.
Can I predict their reaction?
I'm sure it's going to be insane.
It's going to be lit.
It's going to probably be it's,
they'll lose their minds.
You know, obviously, it's like if there's one thing that you should know as a common theme for our contests as of late, you're going to need a passport. If you don't have a passport, you need to get one because we're sending you on trips that you will not win from any other radio station.
Right.
So that's pretty cool.
Yes.
So yeah, Ibiza, Spain, we're going to give that away right about 8 o'clock here this morning on 99.7 DJX.
I mean, no pressure or anything, but this is like one of the destinations like that all the celebrities go to. It's very swanky.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
I mean,
just
quite
FYI.
Honestly, between you and I, whether you go to David Guetta's club or not is up to you.
Yeah, we don't care.
All right, we don't care. I mean, you could just literally hang on Ibiza's beaches for 5 days and call it a day.
Just to, like, look at the yachts, see who you see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, we got that. We got a new phone tap. Naked Fitness is making the show this morning, so that's exciting.
You know, of all the trends
that
I don't think need to happen, I'm not a fan of just walking naked, watching naked people walk around, let alone exercise. Like,
I'll tell you,
things jiggle.
Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you that I would have to say that of the sexes, I would say probably, and it's not just because I'm a guy, but I would say that the female sex is probably better at working out naked than the male, because just there are more exterior parts that could like get pinched in the equipment.
Naked Fitness is one of those like short little phrases that really paints a vivid picture in your brain just as it is, like without explaining anything else. Like, you could stop there, just say Naked Fitness. Okay, and then here's what's coming up. You really don't need to go further with that because I already have really unpleasant pictures in my brain about what I think that looks like for anyone.
I mean,
male and female. We both have
jelly
things.
You know
how you
always have to wipe down the machine when you're at the gym after you use it because of the sweat? Can you imagine?
Oh,
you imagine the mushroom stamp on the machine?
Did you just say mushroom stamp? Is that what you just said?
Well, when are you gonna?
Is that what it's called?
I don't know.
Just make that up? Is that a thing? Is that already a phrase? Did you just coin that? I don't understand what just happened. Just, I don't see my already vivid pictures in my head just got much more violent.
Anyway, much more
graphic.
Just know that we have some subjects that we want to approach here on the show.
Are we going further with that later? Do we need to dive into that anymore? Really? Honestly?
I mean, why not? Do you know us?
My day's already ruined. So I mean,
ruined?
Yeah.
Or
yeah. No.
Or is,
not it, enhanced.
Or has it just? Nope. Maybe this was part of the conversation that our listener had with her first date last night.
You know what? It'll give them a subject for the second date.
Perhaps.
You know what? Now you know what I'm wondering about? Mm-hmm. Since you mentioned the naked fitness.
Mm-hmm.
You think there was any naked fitness going on later in that date?
Oh, wow.
And were we then in mind at that point?
I hope so.
I'm so upset that these are the things I'm already thinking about this time of day.
Well, all right. So there's that. There's all sorts of stuff that we've got to get to here this morning.
We need to hire a therapist for the staff. I just for debriefing every day. Just
that's right.
Nice little therapy
sesh. If it goes well, you're going to get debriefed.
After the
if the date goes well. Get debriefed, if you know what I mean. All right, so yeah, setting the bar coming up here in just about 10 minutes. Hey, good morning, guys. We are the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.